Kathleen Thirlcaller, pan pipe player, composer, music teacher, aged 27, is now in our studio. Hello, Kathleen.
Hello.
We want to hear more about yourself and some of your music, but first, words. Let's talk about the panpipe, shall we, which is your favorite instrument.
Yeah. I would like to start with the name of the instrument in English. Everybody calls it a panpipe, but in French it is called flûte de pan. In German it is called panflöte. So it should be more appropriately be called panflute. I call it panflute.
Well, panflute, okay. Because of the sound?
Yes, and also because even in Romania it was called in times of old fluieriță, fluieraș.
Which is the Romanian name for, little flute.
Little
it's a sort of a diminutive of flute.
Mm-hmm.
Fluieriță, yes.
Yeah. Actually, the sound is more that of a flute than of a regular pipe. So the pan flute, let's call it that way, okay?
Okay.
Is a typical Romanian instrument, actually. And I can also tell you why. Strabon, a historian of the times of antiquity, said that the entire music of the Greeks comes from the Thracians. I think
the Thracians. They were, the Dacians were the ancestors of the Romanians, were part of the Thracians.
Yes, right. So the instruments with which they used to make music were also coming from the same source. The pan flute comes from those times, even if you can find the same instrument in other parts of the world. It appeared for the first time in these places, in antiquity.
Yes, I think you can find this instrument also in China and in Latin America.
Yes, Latin America.
But the first time it was ever played, it was played by the Thracians in this geographical area, which is Romania.
Yes.
It's a very fascinating theory.
Well, I made my diploma paper when I graduated the conservatoire on this theme.
Well, now to come back to music. Was it the pan flute from the beginning, or did you also play other instruments?
Well, I started playing the violin at 3. At 5 I gave a recital on TV, playing a menuet by Mozart. Everybody was very happy with my violin playing, saying I will be some great violinist one day. But I turned it to the pan flute.
Why?
Well, I tried the instrument on one occasion to see what it's like and was absolutely fascinated by it. I found that this instrument was the one that could make me express myself best in music.
Well, why? Well, I hate to say why all the time, but I think it's the most appropriate kind of question.
Yes,
if I want to know something, I have to ask why.
Yes, of course.
Well?
Because of its sound and the fact that it was used so far only for a special kind of music, and that is peasant music. Well, you see, I start playing it with the idea of adapting it to classical and to jazz music as well.
But you still play folk music?
Of course. Well, to continue my story, I was very much, or rather, I am very much concerned with playing or adapting classical music to the panpipe, or to the pan flute, better say.
Yes, you see.
Yes. Mm-hmm. After all, I start my musical endeavors with classical music. Only the instrument was different. Now I want to make the pan flute popular to all kind of audiences. I mean to people liking all kind of music. Some like peasant music, traditional music, others like jazz or fusion, and others still like classical music. So I try to make them all happy as much as I am able to do so. I would like to tell you a detail connected with the classical music I play. I did an LP with a very famous star, an organ player from Holland, the leader of the Exception group, called Rick van der Linden, playing for the first time in the world music on pan flute and Moog synthesizer.
You played the pan flute
and he played the synthesizer. And we were the first to combine these two instruments. Here is an example of a Bach arrangement played by Rick van der Linden on synthesizer and by myself on the pan flute.
I must say I don't really go for arrangements of classical music, not 100%. But now and again I am won over. This time, for instance. Maybe a few words from you pleading for the modern arrangement of classical music would be welcome.
Well, it is not an arrangement like they do in pop music, you know.
Yes, sir, I see. I could hear that.
It is played according to the scores of Johann Sebastian Bach, but on different instruments. So I really agree with you in a certain way. I don't believe in making parodies of a piece, but it's like when you play Shakespeare, observing the lines, but placing the action in another period.
Or interpreting it in a different way than the classical one.
Yeah.
Well, what about your favorite type of music today, which I understand is fusion, jazz?
Yes. I started doing this type of music because if for the peasant music there is already a big star in this instrument, the pan flute, I mean, and that is Gheorghe Zamfir, who plays mostly folk music arrangements. In the field of fusion or disco or whatever you like to call it, the pan flute, the instrument was never used before I use it. I made some recordings in West Germany, which were quite popular with the public. This is to say that jazz or fusion is a type of music of our days. It represents the tension of the period we live in. So now I continue along this line.